Fantasy football ain't no joke. Some people even get championship rings. Aaron Skelly, explain.
I won, and I'm proud of it.
What sort of league hands out championship rings? This is not just some run-of-the-mill, you know, sign up and pay $5, right?
Well, they didn't actually hand them out. I went on eBay. But I earned it. I did get first place, so I thought I was entitled to go bid on one on eBay.
Why is this night so much fun? I mean, it's an annual rite of passage almost, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I just love that football is back, first of all. And then you know this. I am totally addicted to fantasy football, so this means my season is back, too.
You've been doing this since the days of graph paper. Graph paper's still around, but graph paper, rulers, pencils, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I can remember checking the stats, you know, every day for baseball, and then eventually football. And then after that, there were stats that you could subscribe to that were mailed to you. And then finally, the internet. Thank goodness.
What are the two or three biggest pieces of advice you impart tonight? What do you talk about?
Yeah, well, one, be prepared. So, and I get it. If you're a first-timer, you know, what does that even mean? You know who's injured. You know, don't draft Josh Gordon. You know who's not going to be playing. But you know what? If you have been playing, become a little more comfortable with doing a little bit of scouting on your own and not just looking at what the so-called experts say. You know, who do you like?
You're going to draft Mark Vandermeer's fantasy team. Are you going to mess with him and put a bunch of crummy players on it?
No, I'm going to get him one of these.